Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Consider This. I almost did it again. We're talking about the Market Carver here at the, getting ready to get into the show. The Market Carver is a newsletter that I send out, a video newsletter that comes out every week. You get Thursdays that comes right to your mailbox. You can go to yourlifeafterwork.com and get signed up for it. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
We're happy to have you along. You're listening to Consider This. If you're new to the program, I'm happy you found us. We greatly appreciate you taking the time of your day to learn a little bit about money. I'm a big fan of Simon Sinek and knowing your why.
Yes.
What drives you, why you do what you do. And my answer is very, very simple. I come from a family of public educators. They had a lot of education and not a lot of money, and childhood was not a lot of fun when I didn't have a lot of money.
Yes.
And so suddenly, you know, now at 51 and 30 years of being in this business, and our company has done reasonably well, now I have to look and go, why do I do this? And and it all goes back to those roots of my parents and that education. My why is to educate you about your money so that you do not make inefficient financial decisions that lead to frustration and devastation. And there are a lot of monsters in the closet that people don't even know that exist, that are out there. And there's one of the problems you have as an educator is I don't know what I don't know. And there are things that I learn every year, every day sometimes.
Yeah.
There are things that I don't know that I simply don't know. But worse yet, are there things that I don't know that you folks don't know?
Mm.
And when I make a presumption that you know, and then I can't teach you, then we get into trouble. So one of the segments, Sherry has her segment that not everybody gets to hear on the program, by the way. We're a syndicated show, so different stations have different parts of the segments that they're allowed to, that they're able to hear because of time constraints. So you may not be able to hear it, but you can always go to iTunes, Consider This, Your Life After, or Consider This with Joe Clark, Big Joe Clark, don't forget the big, on the podcast side, or go to our website at yourlifeafterwork.com and you can hear the whole show.
All five.
But
segments.
Sherry brings up a very important part about how our minds remember things from the past, and even though things change, we didn't recognize the change that occurred.
Yes, yeah.
I got one right. I got one wrong. it's an interesting thing, but you ought to pay attention to that segment. But I don't know what you don't know. So you guys sending me the emails, Consider This at yourlifeafterwork.com, asking questions, giving me feedback is of great help. We'll take a break, get right into the show. Don't forget to give us a call, 800-928-4001, yourlifeafterwork.com. Like I said, we'll take a break and be right back.
Hi, I'm Sherry Kontos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
Happy to have you along.
Yep.
You know, one of the, Barb and I have been married for 30 years this year, and still to this day, thank you, appreciate that very much. As I tell, I would say, Barb and I have been married, you know, to the same woman, you know, when people say same man, right? No, yes, yes, it's been the same person. And we go on trips. I love to travel. And the common question is, how did you meet?
Yes.
Right. 30 years ago. How'd you meet? You know what? You don't want to know.
You don't want to know.
Oh, absolutely. We can remember because it's a great story. But my point is, how did you meet? And there are a lot of things over the last 30 years where if you ask me more detail, I can't answer. Right. I can't answer why I did this with that, the timing. It kind of all runs together. One of the things that I try to help people with their investments, when somebody comes in that has got a portfolio that's put together, the belief, I think, that is out there, because that's what most people do in the brokerage world. When you move over a portfolio,
mm-hmm.
most people liquidate, most advisors will liquidate everything
and start right? over.
One, because they get paid to place things.
Yeah.
But secondly, they don't want to deal with somebody else's garbage.
Yep.
Right. So in all fairness, if it's in an IRA
mm-hmm.
and I've got in the first 90 days, there's no cost of trading. So if you've got an IRA and we move your money over, we move it over at what's called in kind. So there's no sales made at the other custodian.
Mm.
And then when it gets to TD Ameritrade, even if it's already at TD Ameritrade, once it comes under our number, then we make the trades and there's no cost and it goes into stuff that we normally manage. But let's pretend like it's not in stuff that is an IRA. Let's pretend like it's in an annuity. Or it's in a retail account where you've got a bunch of stocks built up. One of the things that I will walk people through then is to try to have that conversation of how did you meet? So a gentleman wound up with an annuity and started asking me questions because he didn't understand it in mm-hmm. terms of how it worked. So I thought I would walk you through the 6 or 7 things you need to consider about an annuity. Now, Fisher Investments, you've probably seen him on TV.
Yep.
He and I do not exchange Christmas cards, probably wouldn't exchange Christmas cards, but we do agree on one thing.
Mm-hmm.
He says he would rather go to hell than buy an annuity.
Oh.
I won't go that far.
That's pretty
I think
extreme.
There are purposes and points for some people, but I do believe more people buy them than should, right? Just saying.
Okay.
So if you think about my candy wrapper model, that's how I try to explain money to people. You have essentially 3 things that we can invest in: stocks, bonds, and cash. Those are the investments. There's usually a product wrapper that goes around them. Those are usually mutual funds or exchange-traded funds. Those two instruments do not have returns. Stocks, bonds, and cash have returns. Those are merely packages that hold stocks, bonds, and cash together, right? Then there is a wrapper that I don't talk a lot about, that is the insurance wrapper. Could be a life insurance product,
yeah.
or it could be an annuity.
Right, right. Yeah.
They have their own special set of tax circumstances.
Mm.
Life insurance functions under what's called FIFO, meaning the first money in is the first money out. So you don't have to pay taxes on money that you may pull out. Annuities, on the other hand, grow tax deferred. So you don't have to pay taxes on any of the growth that occurs inside. But there is no such thing as a capital gain or a capital loss inside of an annuity. It doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
It merely stays inside of that wrapper, that container. The insurance company charges you a fee for that, and those fees mm-hmm. vary wildly, and I do mean wildly. But the original process for an annuity was for that tax deferral, and then eventually to annuitize, which is what we would think of as a pension today, where you give the insurance company that block of money and they agree to give you a certain amount of income for the rest of your life. That's annuitization.
Yep.
Just because you have an annuity doesn't mean you have to annuitize. In fact, most people don't, right?
Say that again.
Just because you have an annuity does not mean you ever have to turn on that lifetime income
and take
it out. Most people
don't,
because they're sold an annuity, use it as a holding tank for money without understanding it. Now, here's the big whopper. They can also be an IRA, right? There's another wrapper that goes on the outside of the insurance wrapper.
Man.
That's could be an IRA, a 401k, 403b, and they may or may not have a Roth option. So you pay an insurance company for tax deferral in an annuity, and then to put an IRA, put it in an IRA, I think is really not playing fair. Mm. Now, some people argue against that because there are annuity products out there that have guaranteed withdrawal rights. And I've only seen one person ever use this, but it's an extra rider, many times costing as much as 1% to 1.25% extra a year. So on $1 million, you're paying $12,000 a year internally. You don't see it, but you're paying $12,000 a year for something that I've seen one person since these products have been around the last 18 years, one person actually use it, right? Mm. This is just, and it's part of because of how the market's performed. But it's just be careful of buying something that sounds good and not paying attention to it. If you have an existing annuity, I'm more than happy to look at it with you. Because what's happened is many times, because the market has performed so well, the amount the money that you're paying for the rider would make no sense. You would never annuitize to take a reduced income from what you already have. And if it's something that matters to you, many times making a change even makes sense. But that's if you have a guaranteed withdrawal rate. If you have an annuity statement, we are more than happy to look at it. We do not sell annuities. Yeah. When somebody is in an annuity contract that I can't get them out of, we use an RIA annuity with a company that is no load, so there's no time lock. Mm. It's just to be able to put money over there in case you're stuck where you've got a bunch of money that's tax deferred.
Yeah.
And we don't want to put it on your tax return in a given year.
Yep.
When you look at annuities, some are fixed. That's where you have a guaranteed interest rate. Mm-hmm. The company tells you what that rate is every year. Some are variable. That's where it looks like you're investing in mutual funds. They're really defined as separate accounts. You've got the choice of investment options. The third one is kind of an indexed annuity. I'm not a big fan of indexed annuities, so we won't even go there. Again, before you buy one of these, or if you already own one of these, we're more than willing to have a conversation, explain to you how it really works and the fees that you're really, really paying. One thing that I want you to understand is you cannot gift money out of an annuity to charity or kids while you're alive. I get that question a lot.
Wow.
Can I take money out of my annuity and give it to my church? If it's an IRA that happens to be using an annuity and you're using a qualified charitable distribution, the answer is yes. But if you're 65 years old and you want to give money to your church, you've got to recognize it as income first and then give it to the church.
Wow.
Or to your university or whomever. If you want to give the $15,000 to your kids that you're allowed to give and you go inside of the annuity, you're going to take it out and give it. The most important question you can ask on an annuity after you already own it, in my opinion, that is not an IRA, is what is your tax basis? Right. So many times people have put in $50,000. It's now $100,000. Right.
Yeah.
And so people will say, well, you have to pay taxes on the $100,000. No, you don't. You have to pay taxes on the $50,000 that grew. The first 50 was already after tax.
Right.
But the important part is the first money that comes out has to be that growth part. It's under LIFO, last in, first out, versus life insurance that's first in, first out.
Man.
Sherry gets so frustrated because it's confusing and it's hard to understand.
Who's supposed to, how do you know all this stuff?
You hire a fiduciary. If you want to take care of your money, that's your business.
Yeah.
If you want a fiduciary, that's our business. And we are very honored to take care of people who do not want to worry about their money. Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark. Go to yourlifeafterwork.com for more. Sherry and I will take a break. We'll get right back. 800-928-4001.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
Happy to have you along.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get into comments every now and then. Somebody actually told me, said, Joe, you talk so much about charitable gifting.
Yeah.
And I don't do it. And I just don't feel comfortable with you.
The person said they don't do it.
The person said they don't do it.
You do it.
Yeah, I do it. But that's my choice.
That's right. Yeah.
And what I tell people at churches when we teach, when the symphony, the ballet, when we go in and teach, I tell people, and I will tell you before you come in to see me, my job is not to make you a bigger giver.
Right.
It is to make you a better giver. Mm. That means to understand how taxes truly work. I firmly believe there is nothing that will separate you from your retirement like the Internal Revenue Service. So if you happen to be a giver, there are good ways to do it and there are bad ways to do it.
Right.
And what I try to help people do is to understand how it works, right? Mm. So there's an old expression I'm sure you've heard that the last house painted is the painter's.
Right.
Yeah, the plumbers seem to get on their jobs.
Really?
I've just noticed that. But painters, not so much. Mm. And there are a lot of people who know what I'm about to tell you. They just don't do it. Mm. We did over 450 stock appreciated gifts in the year 2017 for people.
Wow.
So we've got the process pretty well down. That's where you come in and you say, hey, I want to give X amount of dollars to these seven people. Mm-hmm. And my paraplanners will contact the places and we'll make sure they have accounts and we give the appreciated stock right out of your account. What would take you hours to do the first time takes them, an hour to do for all of them because we have it set up.
Yeah.
It's a process. It's ready to go. The painter's house suddenly gets painted.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those things to go. Donor advised funds are one of these great ideas that people are missing. Now, in all fairness, there's been a big change since 2016. Vanguard has reported that their amount of donor-advised funds, what you'll see as DAF, account openings are up 245% over what they were December of 2016. The biggest part of that is because of the tax change that occurred last year, but it is a huge number and important to understand. So we are seeing some growth in understanding this, but essentially what a donor-advised fund is money that you can contribute to a fund where you get the tax deduction this year because it's a charitable gift this year, but it doesn't go to the charity until you tell them to send it out to the charity. And you can do this. The best use of it, in my opinion, is people that have higher incomes today because they're working, but they're going to live on less income later on. They may not have a pension. Their standard of living may be such that they don't need to have that kind of income, which means their tax bracket will be lower in the future, meaning they'll get less benefit for their charitable gift in the future. And so many times when I have people that have 3 to 5 years left of work, I will have them pre-fund their donor-advised fund. I will have them pre-fund their charitable contributions for years out that year inside of the donor-advised fund so that they get the tax break whether it's a higher tax income than later on. Mm. And donor-advised funds are great. People will tell you that they don't work with qualified charitable distributions. There are a few more rules to that, but they most certainly do indeed work and can be taken care of and set up. There's another one, though, and this is, you know, I don't want to give people one option. Our standard when we try to make people not bigger givers but better givers is to go through the process of, okay, are you over 70 and a half, meaning do you have to take required minimum distributions? Because if you have to take required minimum distributions, I can do qualified charitable distributions. That keeps the income off of your tax return. And generally, income above the line, that's your AGI, that is reduced, is better than a deduction below the line. That's when you're looking at your itemized deductions. And with the change in the tax code, many of us won't itemize anymore. We'll take the charitable deduction, or we'll take the standard deduction as it is. So if you're over 70 and a half, we do the QCDs. The second one then is, do you have appreciated stock that's not in an IRA, obviously? And if the answer is yes, then that's the area that we're going to go to. If there's stock that we know we need to reduce because you've got a position that's grown too highly, it's over concentrated, if you will, then we use that as gifting and have the money that you would have written to the check to the university or the church or whatever, have you deposit the check into your own investment account, and then we buy positions, new stocks or equity bonds, whatever it is, that we would buy if we would have sold the stock that you were out there. So you got to think about that from the charitable gifting side. There's one other item that's out there, though, that I don't see used a lot, that's called a charitable remainder trust.
Yeah.
And in a charitable remainder trust, you essentially are able to gift assets. You get a deduction for the gift that you put, whether that be a house or whether that be a stock portfolio. Again, it cannot be an IRA or 401k. So we're talking about assets you've got outside of that. The charitable remainder trust will then sell the assets. Because it's a charity, they don't pay any taxes. You don't pay any taxes because you made a gift. And in fact, Sherry, you get a donation. You get a charitable donation, right? So,
right.
So Sherry declared that she was a few months older than me on a previous
which
segment.
You would never say.
I would never say that.
I said hours.
Okay. But the bottom line is, if I made a contribution, let's say I took part of the Financial Enhancement Group stock, mm-hmm. and I put it in a charitable remainder trust, mm-hmm. I would get a charitable deduction, but it's based on my life expectancy.
And
so I would get a reduced amount of a charitable gift. If I put $100,000 in, and I wouldn't really tell people to do that for an amount that small.
Right.
But let's say it's $100,000. I would get less charitable deduction this year because of my age.
Right.
You would get a little bit more of a charitable deduction. Your mom and dad would get a much larger percentage because they're older,
right,
in terms of where they are.
Right.
So when you look at charitable remainder trust, you want to look at the age of the person as well as the health.
Yeah.
Right. You're actually able to take out income. In fact, you're forced to take out income while you're alive. The income coming back to you is deductible, or is taxable rather, but you've got the charitable gift deduction that you got from the gift that you made to help offset that income a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who really should use charitable remainder trust.
Are they older people? I mean,
well, the older you are, I mean, if you're 80 and running marathons,
yeah,
right? These are beautiful things.
Okay.
If you're 60, I would probably come up with a different strategy for most people.
Okay.
Unless they happen to have a business that they were exiting and were very philanthropically inclined.
Yeah.
They used to use them a lot in the estate planning industry, where they would they'd form the charitable remainder trust. They would use the income that came from the trust to buy a life insurance policy that was in an irrevocable life insurance trust. So the charity got money, the kids got money, everybody was happy, and you were able to dispose of an asset that had a large capital gain in it, and you didn't want to pay the taxes.
Right.
That still exists, but it doesn't. That process still exists, but when you have between a husband and wife, you know, $22 million that you can leave behind without any estate tax at all, and that could change. But you got a little bit more than $22 million right now. It's hard to justify that process.
Yeah.
You know, doesn't mean it doesn't work. Doesn't mean it doesn't make sense.
Yep.
But just keep in mind, with all things, Sherry, things change,
mm-hmm.
and that. change just happens. It's just going to be part of the deal. So anyhow, hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark along with Sherry Kontos. We love to talk about charitable plannings, but it's really the five critical elements that we talk about. The Your Life After Work, which some people would call retirement planning, the annual tax plan that we do for people, the investment playbook, how you're going to deal with the risk and volatility of the world. Life happens, the good and bad and ugly of life, and of course, the legacy plan. That's what we do for people. We manage money as fiduciaries. Now we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This and managing partner of the Financial Enhancement Group. For the last 20 years, the Financial Enhancement Group has developed a process that's straightforward and simple. I'll share that with you, what we use to protect more than 700 families, more than $300 million in retirement assets. We take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. I started in this industry before the crash in 1987, and I've been an active participant helping families like yours strive to build a secure retirement. Here's what I've learned as a certified financial planner, a former professor at Purdue University, and as a trusted advisor for the last three decades. Nothing will separate you from your retirement like the Internal Revenue Service. You can reach us at 800-928-4001 at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC. Again, that number is 800-928-4001, and you can reach us at yourlifeafterwork.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095. Now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kuntos.
Happy to have you along. Mm-hmm. Sherry, how many places do you think you've worked over your career?
Seriously?
Yeah.
Maybe seven?
Yeah, seven. That's more than average. Okay. for our age group.
Well, I moved a lot.
You moved a lot. That's yep. Part of it. And the younger people, in fact, Forbes reported that by 2030, I'm not sure that that's accurate, but that's what they say, mm-hmm. That half the working population will be essentially subcontracted people.
Yep.
Gigs, what they call them. It's a gig retirement where you retire from one job and you find something else to do, whether it's making wood projects
kind
or selling candles.
Kind of
work. Yes. Or on a contract.
Right,
I've got a young lady that works for us that graduated from AU, mm-hmm. Anderson University. And, I offered her a job and she essentially laughed at me. She said, nope, I'm going to be a consultant.
Yeah,
and, she's 22 years old and has this figured out. And it's kind of amazing how we think about life and how it works. But when you went through those seven jobs that you had, those mm-hmm. career things, it depending on whether it was a not-for-profit where you had a 403B mm-hmm. or whether it was a for-profit where it had a 401K or where you had a job that didn't have a retirement plan and you decided to open up an IRA, right?
Yeah.
What I see happen many times when people come in, if you were to call in and to make an appointment with one of our team, we're going to tell you that you need to bring in your statements, your tax return,
sure.
what I lovingly refer to as your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you on many occasions, somebody leaves out a $10,000 IRA that they started with an insurance company 20 years ago just because they forgot about it. And in the relative scheme of things, $10,000 doesn't count compared to the amount of money that they have in the big account. Okay. And it is what I effectively term an orphaned account.
Yeah.
Right. It's money that, I mean, if $10,000 doesn't matter to you, I'm probably the wrong guy.
But right. Is somebody watching that orphan accounts? Nobody's watching them?
No, they're sitting inside of brokerage accounts where a wirehouse, where the broker quit.
So you wouldn't even be getting statements on it?
Oh, no, you get statements. But,
oh, okay.
But the servicing person usually says housed account, something like that. Or you've got an annuity with an insurance company, like the guy that had the $1 million that he just got the notification on the RMD that didn't understand it
was an
IRA.
What's going on? Yeah.
Those kind of things happen. So
okay.
I will tell you, there's no fiduciary that's watching over them.
Mm.
Somebody sold it, got paid their commission, or you bought it and just kind of forgot about it, or you worked somewhere and you left and the 401k had $11,000 in it. And you didn't take the time to roll it over to an IRA. You didn't take the time to roll it into your new company plan. You just kind of left it be, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is what I call an orphaned account. And there are wirehouses. You really need to pay attention to this. There are wirehouses that in mutual fund companies, a little different. But in a wirehouse, there are, when a broker quits, there are levels. One instance, you have to have more than $250,000. Or the broker doesn't even get paid. So just because they assign it to a broker doesn't necessarily mean you're getting any attention at all. It is effectively an orphaned account with a name on it.
Huh.
About a third of the mutual fund statements that we see that people bring in that are not at not with a particular broker, but they've bought something at Templeton or Vanguard, have no name on it at all.
Wow.
That it's a house account.
Yeah.
The broker's lost his license or retired. I shouldn't say lost necessarily, but it's just out of the industry. You know, most people do not make it in the financial services industry. Those orphaned accounts matter They matter. And they matter in two areas. One, $10,000 does matter. It should be taken care of.
Yeah.
But the second thing that matters is the tax code. So I will give you a perfect, for instance, we sit down with a family, you know, in mid-40s, they had $500,000 in assets, income is high, the husband has an IRA, I'm able to see the IRA, I ask if they have any, if they brought all their stuff, the answer was yes, I'd look at the tax return, the AGI is too high for them to be able to contribute to an IRA, okay, or to a Roth IRA, I should say.
Yeah.
But, and you know, I look at all of the stuff and I say, your wife doesn't have an IRA. And you go, no, she doesn't have an IRA. And I said, well, here's what you can do. We can do what's called a backdoor Roth IRA, where we contribute money to an IRA because of your income. It's not going to be deductible. Mm-hmm. But once it's in an IRA, I can roll that into a Roth IRA by using what's called a Roth conversion. Mm-hmm. And it's absolutely tax-free, perfectly legal, perfectly legitimate. So we do this. Right.
Right.
And the next year we're doing the family update.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly this other statement shows up, an orphan from a very large insurance company, where the insurance, the lady at the end of the day had tried to make an IRA contribution when she was in college.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Forgot all about it. Had become $10,000, which
really?
Now forgot. I mean, it was orphaned. And what that ended up happening was made her account, the tax-free into the backdoor Roth, made it a little bit more than half taxable. Mm. And it was actually more than that. But it's a problematic event, not just from the investment side, just leaving 10 grand behind. It's a problematic event on the tax side. This was the example on the backdoor Roth. But the other one is when you get to this crazy age of required minimum distributions, right? So a Roth or a 401k is not an IRA, and an IRA is not a 403b.
Yep.
You can roll all of those into an IRA, but they're still separate at
separate.
This time.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
here
yeah.
you are with your seven places, and Sherry has two 403Bs, one 401K, and an IRA. The IRA is the big one, so that's the one that she takes care of. And all of a sudden, she turns 70 and a half. So think about this, folks. You can either deal with this now, right? At your age, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. You can either deal with this now, or you can deal with it at 70 and a half when you really don't want any headaches.
Right.
Because if you have five 401Ks, you have to take five required minimum distributions.
Wow.
From each of those locations. If you have five 403Bs, you can actually take them from one 403B, but it still has to come from the 403B, and that's assuming that they're all Department of Labor plans.
Mm.
Your IRA, you could have 50 IRAs and take the required minimum distribution from one of them. Now, we believe in simplification.
Sure.
So you wouldn't have 50 IRAs,
right?
You would have one. But that one IRA, you can take the money out of to satisfy the IRA, but you can't take the money out of the IRA to satisfy the 403B. Or the 401Ks.
Wow.
So it's when I talk about simplification and what to do, we get into this conversation of should somebody pull money out of a 401K to go to an IRA, because there is a conflict of interest, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I take money out of a 401K, I am now getting paid. I have a bias. I believe as a fiduciary that our five critical elements, our fiduciary focus in the cost structure that we have, I believe it's worth you rolling money out of a 401K into our accounts. Do I believe that you should do that at a wirehouse to go into an annuity? Absolutely not. Do I believe that you should do it to go buy mutual funds, you know, through some broker? Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. We don't use mutual funds. We don't sell things. So I think that it's okay here, but it is a conflict of interest, and that is one that we have to openly acknowledge. I have a bias. We get paid to manage money, okay? The part of that bias is understanding the simplification of life and watching the headaches that 75-year-olds go through when they have money in five places.
And they don't want to worry about it then.
Let's simplify life while we can and get it taken care of. Hey, you're listening to Consider This. If you got a question or comment, you can go to our website at yourlifeafterwork.com or give us a call at 800-928-4001. We'll take a break. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Sherry Kontos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week, we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
Happy to have you along.
We are.
This is the Sherry segment.
I know. It's my favorite segment.
What are we going to talk about, Sherry?
Okay, well, I have something. I'm going to ask two questions that are going to seem like they don't relate to anything, but they do.
Mm-hmm.
This is to you and our listeners, just to see if you get the answers right. And I promise you they will relate. So when I was in Disney World, we were doing a trivia contest at the swimming pool. And the guy asked this question, what color are Mickey Mouse's shoes?
What color are shoes? I would say either white or yellow.
Okay. I'm not going to give you the answer.
Great.
No, actually, the answer is yellow.
Okay.
But most people say black.
No, they wouldn't be black.
They're yellow. But most people get that wrong. In fact, in the pool, when they raised hands, only like maybe 5% of the people got it right. Okay, second question. What color is a stop sign?
Red.
And?
White.
What colors are in a stop sign?
Oh, red and white.
Okay. What colors are in a yield sign?
Yellow and black.
Okay. So that answer's wrong.
Oh.
The yellow and black. It changed. It used to be yellow and black.
Ah.
In 1971, all U.S. yield signs were changed to red and white.
Really?
Yes.
That's true. The one by my office, the new office building is red and white, now that I think about it.
So this is the point of the what we don't know what we think we know.
Correct.
And sometimes what we know used to be right.
Yes.
And no longer is.
Yes.
So the title of the article that I ran across was Lack of Financial Information is No Longer the Problem. Knowing How to Process It Is.
I would agree with that.
I know you would.
I would very much agree with that. There's actually a, I can't believe it was Mark. I don't know if it was Mark Twain or Benjamin Franklin. Those are probably my two favorite people to use their quotations. But one of them said it's not what you know that gets you into trouble. It's not what you don't know that gets you into trouble. It's what you know that ain't so.
Right.
Which sounds very much like a Twainism. It's Samuel Clemens all over, I would imagine, but I can't tell you that for sure.
Right.
But it is very, very true where when you fully believe something to be factual,
mm-hmm.
and in many cases, as you said, it was factual. It just ain't anymore.
Right.
Right.
So the article had five questions to ask your financial advisor to make sure that they know.
Ah, okay. Here we go.
And that they have everything, you know, placed where it should be placed given current conditions. And I just wanted to find out if they are the same five questions.
Let's ask the five.
The first one is, have you, I'm asking my advisor, have you adequately reviewed my personal financial situation to make sure that your recommendations of investments is in my best interest?
And we, you know, as a fiduciary, that's something that we do at every meeting. Right. And it's done, but it is something that is important. And keep in mind, if you're dealing with somebody that is not a fiduciary, it is actually illegal for them to call and say you should move money from place A to go to point B. Mm-hmm. It's silly, but that's just the way the rule works. Right. But yes, we've reviewed it to make sure as your life changes, as you go from accumulation to preservation to distribution mode,
right,
that things change.
Okay. Number two, how will your plan affect my tax return each year? And are there any future taxes I need to be concerned
about? Absolutely. I mean, I live and die with that world, but
we're living in your world.
It's a great question. We had one of the brokers, a big broker actually in Muncie, called one of my CPA partners last year to try to figure out what the basis was, because dividends had been received, believing that if you received a dividend off of a stock, that actually added to your tax basis. So that is not the way it works. It is in a mutual fund if it's reinvested.
Right.
But it's not the way an individual stock works.
Interesting. Okay, number three, how will your plan affect my income and liquidity needs in the future?
Yeah, well, obviously, these kind of really, yeah.
I mean, it's basic, but I'm just saying, okay, if you're doing your own, right, or your best friend Bob is doing it for you, these are questions,
yep,
right? I'm going to see what your
liquidity is. Certainly an issue that needs to be addressed, and it's usually not when people are selling things.
Okay, and then the fourth thing is about risk. Does your plan match with my risk tolerance?
And that's the thing about risk, is making sure, and we work all the time to develop better risk assessments, because it's to that own self be true.
Right.
You really have to know what your risk is. It doesn't matter how good I am. Mm. If the market has a 10% correction and you told me you could live through that and be just fine. You know, when we ask people, when we do a family update, we have to do a risk tolerance test every year to make sure.
Oh, that's great.
We do every year. I don't know if you have to make sure that we're right on the right track. And they'll say, what would you do if the market fell 10%? And they say, call Joe. What would you do if the market fell 20%? Call Joe. Yeah, and that's the number one answer.
That's
or
so funny.
Aaron or Dean or whoever their particular advisor is.
Okay, so the last question, then I want to know what your additional ones might be in this condition, is how will your plan affect my transition of my estate to my heirs, which we just discussed in previous segment, but yeah.
Making sure that it's true. We break it down into five critical elements, I believe there are five areas that can thwart a perfect financial plan. You know, there are people who really understand taxation. There are people who really understand investing. There are rarely people who understand both sides of that. It's why I manage money for CPAs. It's why they do my tax return. We do two different things. And the CPAs that I work with, many of them have securities licenses. It's not that, you know, they can pass a test. That doesn't mean they necessarily understand how the money works.
Right.
Right. So you've got what most people would call retirement planning. I don't see people retire. We call it your life after work.
Right.
It's the first critical element. You know, at the end of the day, Sherry, what do you want your life to look like?
Yes.
Right. And your life after work is where we go. The second, to get you to your life after work, then, is dealing with the tax planning that needs to be done before the end of the year and on an annual basis. So every November 1st, first week in November, I send out a tax package that says, have these 8 to 12 things happened to you, your adult children, or your parents if still living?
Yeah. That's
and
a great
because
thing.
That's something that makes a huge difference in how we do the tax planning. The third is the investment playbook. Markets do change. Now, as fiduciaries, we make changes automatically. I don't call you and ask you if you think I should buy or sell this stock. We do it based on what we know in your tax situation. Obviously, in an IRA, it doesn't matter. But we change the volatility of a portfolio based on the current market condition that we see developing through our risk barometer. And then we send out the market carver every Thursday to update people on what we see going on inside of the economy. And remember, that market carver is free to you as listeners. It's not the same one my families get, but it's one I'm willing to send to you. Just go to yourlifeafterwork.com and you can get signed up for it for free. The fourth, then, are the one-offs in life. I call it life happens. Good, bad, ugly of life. So most people aren't going to buy 10 houses, unlike Sherry. most people are only going to have to deal with their adult parents in once or twice.
Yeah.
Most people are only going to marry off their kids once.
Yeah.
Right? It's, you know, those kind of things that happen. It's the good and bad and ugly of life, what you insure, what you don't, how much you need, et cetera, et cetera. And then the last is the legacy plan, which I think is critical. Mm. We're not going to, you can't spend all the money you have, because God doesn't tell us when the last day is. balance.
Right.
Yeah, so you're going to have money left. Who do you want it to go to? And again, my job is not to make you a bigger giver. It's just a better giver. So if that's a charity, I want it set up the best possible way to get to the charity.
Yep.
If it's your adult aged kids, I want it set up the best way to get there. We want to avoid probate. Mm-hmm. We want to avoid expense anytime we can. And we want to do our best to make sure that we're not harming our beneficiaries in the way they receive the money, dealing with special needs, enabling, et cetera, et cetera. So great question, Sherry. I appreciate it. Hey, you got a question or comment? Shoot me an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. Don't forget to go to the website, yourlifeafterwork.com. Have a great week. We'll see you again soon.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.